You are listening to Expanding Horizons, the podcast of the Unitarian Church of South Australia, a home of progressive spirituality and free religious thought and action since 1854. Views expressed in these podcasts are those of the speaker and are not intended to represent the position of the church itself or of the worldwide Unitarian Universalist movement. For more information, visit unitariansa.org.au.
I want to explore the word chance. In the dictionary, a chance is described as an unexpected event, a risk, an opportunity, a possibility of something happening. Only the English language could use the same word to describe risk and opportunity. I suggest there's three basic kinds of chances. A chance where we have complete control, a chance where we have no control, and a chance we can influence. A chance where we have complete control. What time we eat dinner, more or less. What we eat. Except when we have been influenced by advertising, or sugar has been added to our food. 80% of the supermarket products have sugar added to them. A chance where we have no control. Acts of God. In insurance circles, an act of God is defined as an event not influenced by man. There are accidents caused by nature, such as a lightning strike. Girl or boy, when I was born, there was a 50% chance my elder sister would get a brother or a sister. She wanted a cat. Today, there are 32 genders, including androgyn, a giant, whatever it is, and transgender. So the odds of getting a brother would have dropped from 0.5 to 0.03, 17 times less. That chance has changed. There's a chance of rain tomorrow. We can't change that. Chances we can influence. My mother used to say, happen chance can't happen unless you give it a chance. I hitchhiked to Lisbon as a student for fun. I later got a job in Portugal because I enjoyed the place so much. When I came here in 2003, a divorcee, with plenty of dreams but not much else, I put myself on findsomeone.com and met Margie by chance. We were soon married, the best 13 years of my life. That chance was remote, unless you think, as we do, someone upstairs had been to computer classes. Wearing a properly adjusted seatbelt in your car. People not wearing a seatbelt are 30 times more likely to be ejected from a vehicle during a crash. More than 3/4 of them die from their injuries. Airliners have at least 2 engines, so they can still arrive and land safely if one should stop. In 1421, the Emperor of China decided to send out a huge fleet to explore the world, practically bankrupting China. They got to Australia. In a north wind, a chance tends to drive boats south. My boat can tack north into the wind up the Gulf. The Chinese junks couldn't, and many were wrecked. China turned in on herself for several centuries. Meanwhile, the Europeans were developing their boats. Slowly, and at 75 degrees to the wind, they could beat and keep away from the rocks. The fact that Spanish is spoken in Mexico, Portuguese in Brazil, and English across all Australia, and not Chinese, is partly due to chance being beaten by the design of those boats. We are actors like Rob was, or electricians like Matt, who's not here today. Once we weren't, happen chance introduced us to him or her. We read this or that, and we worked and worked and worked, and became whatever we are. We chose. If Captain Smith had turned 5 degrees to port 5 miles earlier, the Titanic wouldn't have struck that iceberg and killing 1,500 people. He didn't know it was there and was taking several chances. We don't drink untreated water. Dirty water kills 500,000 people a year worldwide, 85% of them children. These are carbon emissions and sea level rise. The scientific consensus is that sea level rise is being caused by our carbon emissions. CO2 in the air recently broke the record again at 410 parts per million, last seen 3 million years ago, when the sea level was about 65 feet higher, which would drive Bangladesh, New York, London, and many other places. The Paris Climate Agreement was agreed by the world to avoid 2 sea temperature rise. It's recently been said that there's only a 5% chance of us reaching the Paris Climate Goal. That is a visual demonstration of a 5% chance. There's 20 balls in that bowl. The 5% chance is the same as trying to find that white ball in the dark. Sea level rise, deltas, and other low-lying areas. The Vietnamese Mekong Delta is one of the Earth's most agriculturally productive regions and is of global importance for its exports of rice, shrimp, and fruit. The 18 million inhabitants are some of the world's most vulnerable to climate change. Over the last 10 years, around 1 million people have emigrated due to flooding. By the middle of this century, in only 32 years' time, experts estimate that climate change is likely to displace between 150 and 300 million people. If this group formed a country, it would be the fourth largest in the world, with a population nearly as large as that of the United States. Water, friend or foe. We can't live without it, we're made of it, yet it's threatening millions. We live on possibly a unique planet, the only blue one seen so far in the Milky Way, blue from the sea. We are 60% water, our brains 85% water, or soup. Some in Canberra, apparently higher. Unique and free to choose. It seems the chief designer had a plan when he designed us, and he made each one of us, the print on our index finger, a totally unique design. Every single one of us. And he gave us all complete free will. When we leave that door, we can either turn left or right. It's our choice. There's nothing to stop us driving into a stubby pole. There are 7 suicides a day in Australia, but hopefully most of the sad people are alone. They don't kill others. With climate change, our way of life and our choices kill others. What can we do to avoid sea level rise? This 14-year-old girl in India, with her dad, converted her bicycle to run 60 kilometres on 10 kilograms of potentially solar compressed air. And the car did 800 kilometres in the 30s on compressed air. Our cars don't have to run hydrocarbons. Margie's electric car and the solar panels on our roof. Now Minnie has done the same. And Margie's had her car for 5 years now. It's never been serviced and runs for free from the solar panels on our roof, except for the speeding fines. Talk to her. The hydrogen car. Run on pure hydrogen gas, preferably made from seawater with renewables. All that comes out of exhaust pipe is steam. It has a range of 800 kilometres. A car fitted with a fuel heater so it can run carbon neutral on used frying oil. First done by Rudolf Diesel himself in 1910 to show the French farmers how they could grow their own fuel. Our houses, we can insulate them or make them out of insulation. An 8.5 star straw bale house. What we eat. Lamb has nearly 7 times the carbon cost of fish. Quite why lamb is 3 times the carbon price of pork, I don't know, but that's the fact. Last year, 35,000 people were killed in Europe by heat waves. Tim Flannery has said that heat waves are coming earlier, they're lasting longer, and they're hotter. They build up for days, and before you know it, elderly people, infants, and the homeless are in danger. Stephen Hawking, who recently passed on, was perhaps a greater genius than Newton, and said that humans have 100 years to move to another planet. With climate change, overdue asteroid strikes, epidemics, and population growth, our own planet is increasingly precarious. Temperatures on Venus reach 250 degrees C, with powerful 300 mile an hour winds. He said the greenhouse effect burned the planet's oceans and lands, and then our Earth may follow. So in summary, there's a very good chance we will hit 2C global temperature rise if we don't regain control by our own actions and by influencing our leaders to make the right choices for our climate and our planet. And if the chief designer won't intercede when hundreds of whales beach themselves, or when suicides crash into stubby poles, then we can't expect him to when we turn this blue jewel into a Venus by our actions. Earth will carry on like Venus does, but without Bach's cello suites, or indeed cellos. Finally, some words from the great English philosopher Winnie the Pooh. We don't need to shift our responsibilities onto the shoulders of some deified spiritual superman, or sit around and wait for fate to come knock at our door. We simply need to believe in the power that's within us and use it. When we do that and stop imitating others and competing against them, things begin to work for us. Thank you. And now a reading from Margie.
This is a reading in answer to the question of what can we do? Mark Diesendorf's book, Climate Action. This is for people who are concerned about global climate change and want to do something about it. It's for people who care for the future of humanity, and more specifically for the lands and their inhabitants that will suffer or are already suffering from floods, storm surges, droughts, heat waves, wildfires, and loss of biodiversity resulting from the industries and other human activities that emit greenhouse gases. It's for people who are concerned for their own communities and for the children and grandchildren of the present generation. As a first step in reducing our greenhouse gas emissions and those of our families, we can purchase and use appropriate products and modify our own lifestyle. We may, for example, use an energy-efficient refrigerator, water-efficient showerheads and taps, an insulating blanket over the hot water tank, LED lights, electric fan or evaporative cooler instead of air conditioning. We could purchase green power from an accredited energy retailer, take fewer trips by car and more trips by walking and cycling. We can eat less beef and lamb, and we can wear jumpers in winter instead of heating our homes excessively. Those of us who are fortunate to own our own homes may be planning to insulate them properly, to install a hot water system based on solar or electric heat pump, and possibly a solar electricity system. All such household actions are helpful, but they're not nearly enough to avert the climate crisis. It's governments and big business that make the key decisions that determine greenhouse gas emissions. To grant permission for either a new coal-fired power station or wind and solar farms, to build a new motorway or a railway, to integrate urban and transport planning or to leave it to the market, that is, the developers. It's governments that collect our taxes and decide how to spend them, and the big greenhouse gas emitting industries exert strong influence over government decisions. For those of you who wish to go beyond individual and household actions to help to transform community awareness of the climate crisis and to exercise your democratic rights to put your concerns peacefully but firmly to government and business between elections, you will be most effective if you join a group that is part of the climate action movement and give some of your time, knowledge, skills and possibly money to the cause. A wide variety of groups belong to the growing climate action movement. Becoming active in one of these groups can give you new skills, new friends, mutual support and a sense of progress and achievement. And I want to add quite a bit of fun. We also need community action to counter the ignorance, greed, and lust for power that drives the destructive tendencies in humans. We already have most of the technologies needed to cut greenhouse gases dramatically, but most governments have not enacted effective policies to implement these technologies on a large scale, preferring rhetoric and token projects. There is no single magic bullet, but rather a portfolio of vital actions to inform the community and exert pressure on the power holders to change direction towards an ecologically sustainable and socially just future. So there's some of the things you could Google to find someone to have fun with.
We leave blessed by our connections to one another, to the spirit of life. Walk lightly and you'll see the life that is below your feet. Spread your arms as if you had wings and could dance through the air. Feel the joy of the breath in your lungs and the fire in your heart. Live to love and to be a blessing on this earth.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this Expanding Horizons podcast. These podcasts are the intellectual property of the presenter. They can be used only with the express permission and appropriate acknowledgement of the presenter and the podcast used in its entirety. This permission can be obtained by emailing unitarianessay@bigpond.com. Please feel free to leave a comment or visit us on Facebook or Twitter by searching Essay Unitarians.